Just breathing. And letting the body begin to calibrate to this frequency, this bandwidth, as you breathe with this intention, as we breathe together. You're starting to up-level to the group morphic field. Every time we touch in here to this morphic field, this group configuration, it is different. And there might be new energy signatures woven in. Your brothers and sisters are shifting, clearing, alchemizing, and up-leveling. And thank God for that, right? We all support one another here. This group is one of the places where the construct aspect of self can sort of practice this experience of becoming one, where individuated aspects breathe their way, they soften their way, intend their way into a sort of a dissolution of the very focused construct elements, and dissolve into this sort of oneness configuration. We've been working with this for a while, or perhaps more aptly, we should say that we've been aware of the fact that this is happening more and more. The dissolution of the construct, or at the very least, the softening around the edges of our identification with the construct and its myriad aspects and presentations. Sometimes it seems more like a little plantar wart. Little roots and threads and tendrils just everywhere. The breakdown is becoming much more apparent now, isn't it? The breaking down. Breaking apart, dismantling. It is abundantly evident in the presentation of the world outside of us. Breakdown. Of structures and belief systems. Very often a structure is held into place in the realms of form through collective belief systems. All of that beginning, or well, in the process of breaking down. And the higher frequencies and the greater momentum of ascension, of which we are a part, that is causing the inexorable breakdown of the construct And the construct is no small thing, really. This is quite monumental to the construct. The breakdown of the construct is quite serious, of great import to the construct, and that is to say the human aspects, the mind, the emotional body, your story, your history, your perception of self, your body. And yet breaking down, it is, and it needs to. The essential and needful components of you and that which you are will continue to reconfigure around the higher and higher frequencies and higher visions that you're able to hold of who and what you are. But still there is the breakdown. And this is difficult to navigate. There is perhaps breakdown in along relational pathways. Old ways that you used to communicate or show up. Or even react in an unconscious manner. Some of this is going to be experienced as being positive, as it were, the breakdown of an old response pattern, when you suddenly can become conscious right in the middle of it. And say, whoa, wait a second. This is not reflective of anything close to my highest truth. I'm going to just stop right here and take a moment and shift. Some of us are experiencing a breakdown in relationships, in the body. Perhaps. But it is bound to happen as each soul, we could say, aspect of Source Light incarnate on the planet, each is having their own experience of choosing. Choosing to move forward and expand, or choosing to resist the momentum and the expansion. Or choosing just to perhaps take the time. And so there's going to be vibrational differential. What a lot of us are experiencing now is that the vibrational differential is getting a lot more noticeable. It can't be ignored anymore. We can't make excuses for it anymore. This is challenging because, to a great extent, a big part of our work right now is to, as we have said before, we are bridging these dimensional bandwidths. We're bridging these two vibrational, we refer to them sometimes as timelines, and the space in between. We can sometimes almost be three different places with, let's say, a proverbial foot or an energetic cording into third dimensional bandwidth, and then one in the fifth dimensional bandwidth. And then there is a part of us that is in the space in between. What is that? It's the not knowing. It's the feeling, vibrational differential, but still is so attached to the third dimension, such that we don't want to make waves, and we don't want to have a difficult conversation, and we don't want to hurt someone or ourselves. It's a lot. So let's just take a moment. Even if you feel you want to, you could place a hand on your heart, even a hand on the belly or the solar plexus. You'll know what feels right. And you can just stabilize the body and the inner child therein, because they are a part of this bandwidth, this vast bandwidth that we are bridging, but we are navigating both simultaneously, let's say. And so the trick, I think now, and perhaps for a couple of years yet to come, the trick very much is going to be to navigate this skillfully, but each foot to be skillful with, that meaning to say, the aspect of us that is still hooked into, invested into, perhaps even still wanting to, still grasping and holding on to the third dimensional bandwidth, that's understandable. We're not going to be able to do that for much longer. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's going to get more and more and more uncomfortable. But right now, to whatever degree, we are still doing that, and that's okay. Can we be skillful even in that? Continue to be a skillful presence as much as possible in that third dimensional bandwidth where the breakdown is happening. Wow, this is actually a tall order, isn't it? Be a skillful presence. Wow, this dimensional bandwidth is basically breaking down. That which is breaking down, even if you have to, just now, in the quiet, in your heart of hearts, deep in your gut where your two hands are now, even if you just acknowledge to yourself what is really falling apart, what is breaking down and breaking apart in your own life, you don't even have to say it out loud, it's okay. Just breathe through this right now. Let it fall. Let it break. And the outer world, the presentation that sometimes is closer to madness, the outer world, Master, let it break. When it reveals its brokenness, its distortion, and it writhes and flails and begs for your attention and your emotional investment, let it break. But do not watch the breakdown. Yes? Do you feel the difference there? Let it break down. But don't watch the breakdown. Now, what do we mean by watch? Of course, you might see a headline or someone might tell you of something. It doesn't mean not to be aware of it. It means watch your emotional investment into it. And also just your attention as well. Because then you just tether yourself right back to that which is breaking down. Just breaking down for a reason. It is breaking down as per the physics of energy right now. Higher frequencies are dissolving, destabilizing, and ultimately alchemizing energy bundles that simply cannot hold together in the presence of these higher frequencies. Don't tether yourself to what is breaking down through your attention, your emotional investment. This is challenging. This is challenging for the construct. Because as long as we continue to identify with the construct that is a mental body, an emotional body, and a physical body, and it has a past, and it has history, and it has trauma, and it has beliefs, all of that identification that is practically designed to be tethered to that third dimensional bandwidth that is breaking down right now. Don't tether yourself to what is breaking down. It is like the question, why? If there's a breakdown occurring in your body or a relationship, it's interesting. In a narrow bandwidth, the question why can be helpful. For example, for the physical body. If there is a distortion pattern playing out or evidencing itself, or taking root and residence in your body somewhere and expressing, then the question why would be a very reasonable exploration, a very beneficial exploration. But on that other level and that other bandwidth, question why is a distraction. It is something that is going to tether you to what is breaking apart. A little technique that I used to use when something would arise that felt monstrously huge within me, an emotional response, let us say, and oh, I knew that it was not actually a very high vibrational energy to be housing and energy to move through my field and my emotional body and my energy systems and all of that kind of stuff. But oh, it was just so present and authentic. So I would look at the clock and I would say, all right, honey, you got 15 minutes. Go. Go. Knock yourself out. Scream, rant, rave, cry, curl in a ball, cry. Spout out all of the reasons why. Why. And I would sort of give that aspect, that energetic patterning, the opportunity to just move, present, express. And then that was it. After that 15 minutes or that half an hour, whatever it is that you want to do, then you start to shift. Then you say, all right, right, okay, it's time now. It's time to shift. So let's take a minute now. Still with hand on the heart and hand on the belly. And let's do a little something here if you feel like you want to. Do a little repeat after me. Just to shift your energies a little bit, just to shift our energies a little bit. To start to reach for a more expanded vibrational and therefore perceptual bandwidth. Just repeat after me. I dwell in the realm of solutions. I create in the realm of solutions. I call forth from the realms of solutions. I am a being of light, and I have come forth from the realms of light to anchor light on this planet. Hallelujah. The hallelujahs, of course, are optional. If you know me, you know they come pretty naturally for me. You can hallelujah or not, as you see fit. It's good, isn't it, that we were not exactly told earlier on that we actually came to this planet in large part to be present for this massive breakdown. And yet here we are. There's no expectation of some kind of perfection. Only endeavoring to navigate as skillfully as possible this breakdown. Every aspect is going to go, but it is not exactly going to go in the way that our linear mind might perceive that. Energies, for the most part, and this is everything from the way that our bodies are currently configured and the density that is currently being expressed in the body, all the way up to a lot of configurations that we see on the planet. Energetic bundles that were held in particular patterns of contraction and distortion, even simply unconsciousness and repetition, such as would be family patterns. They are simply going to be freed from the need, the energetic imperative to hold in that distortion pattern. They're essentially going to be freed, really, to then reconfigure. And I have a feeling that we're going to be exploring that more. The reconfiguration of the energies after the breakdown process. And the alchemical process. Some are going to break down, break apart, cease to exist on this planet, such as, say, a physical body. And the lighter, high vibrational aspects of you will reconfigure in a lighter, purer, more expanded, and I promise you, so much more joyful configuration. Breakdown is not, nor will it be, comfortable. It will break your heart, I'm not going to lie to you. But remember this, Master. The heart that can break is not your true heart. Your true heart is the very source. It is a fragment of source light. And therefore it is a part of everything. So the heart that will break or is breaking now, let it break. We've got you.